There will be no votes in the House on Capitol Hill on gun control measures despite a sit-in overnight by House Democrats. That's because Republican leadership early this morning adjourned the House until next month. Democrats wanted to vote on gun legislation in the wake of the shootings at a gay nightclub in Orlando. One of the leaders of the sit-in is Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, who's on the line with us right now, joining us from Washington. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Bob.
Our understanding is the sit-in is still on, but winding down after GOP leadership forced that adjournment. What's the scene right now?
So we still have members on the floor talking about the issue, but once the Republican leadership adjourned the House at about 3 a.m. this morning, we know that we are not going to have a vote on this bill before 4th of July break. And it was sad to see the Republicans really double down on cynicism and not bring a vote on two very practical measures to help curb gun violence before they went on 4th of July break.
So given that, what's next for you and your Democratic counterparts trying to push these two pieces of legislation?
Well, we'll be back on July 5th, and we will be talking over the break, and we will have a presence at our informal sessions that will be held, and we are not going to let go of this issue. It is so critical, not only to the families that have been affected and devastated by gun violence, but really to the American public to see that Congress can respond, that we are not so in the vice grip of special interest groups like the NRA, and that we just want to have a vote. Let's have the debate, and let's have a vote and be accountable.
But I'm wondering, considering the Senate this week already rejected essentially the same gun control measures that you want the House to vote on, do you see any realistic chance of getting those proposals to pass and become law?
I think we'd have a chance at passage if Republican leadership let their members vote their conscience. But do I think that's likely to happen? I don't, unfortunately, after the events we saw yesterday on the House floor. But what I think is that at this point, after so many mass shootings, after losing 33,000 people a year to gun violence in this country, that we have to start somewhere. And if it is just a vote, even if we ultimately lose it, at least we have that. People are accountable. Members of Congress put themselves on record. And then it's up to the voters to decide if that's the representation that they want.
So then it's almost the bottom line, isn't it? Considering it's an election year, is the real goal trying to force the issue deeper into the consciousness of voters in the hopes that it'll get congresspeople elected this fall who would be willing to toughen gun laws, if not this session, then next session?
The real goal is to make sure that we are doing everything we can to protect the American public, and that we do not accept as some sort of grisly routine these massacres, the children we lose, the moms, the dads, the grandparents every day in this country. And we are going to do everything we can to say no more silence, because that's the only action that this Congress has taken, are moments of silence. It's time to speak out, and it's time to act, and it's time to vote.
So does that mean when you come back on July 5th, there'll be another sit-in? Will you stage another sit-in if you have to, if you can't get Republican leadership, if you can't get Speaker Ryan to schedule a vote?
I think that is definitely one of the possibilities. We're going to look at whatever tactic we can. I think we're also watching what the Senate is going to do. Are they going to have a negotiated bill that comes forward? So we haven't taken anything off the table, but I also think that we are turning the tables on this issue, and we have allowed an opening to have the American public weigh in and to see the spontaneous demonstration of people who were out in front of the Capitol that stayed all night, even when it started raining, really spoke to how much this issue resonates and that we need to do something. And it's long past time that this Congress set a vote on these issues.
And one last question, Congresswoman Clark, if I might. As we said that after the GOP leadership adjourned the House at 3 o'clock this morning, your sit-in started to wind down. But you pointed out some folks, some Democrats are still in the chamber. Will they abandon the chamber at some point today? Or is there a possibility that a few might hang in through the summer?
I think that we will wind down today as the chamber will at some point be closed. And, you know, but I think that this issue is not going to it's not going to fade. It's not going to fade here. And we are going to make sure that it stays front and center on the agenda and that we continue to push for a vote from this leadership. You know, whatever way you come down on it, it's long past time that we have the debate on two very common sense proposals and that we put ourselves on record so that everyone can see where their member of Congress stands.
All right. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, one of the leaders of the sit-in, trying to get a vote on gun control legislation in the House. Thank you very much for giving us a call and speaking to Morning Edition on WBUR.
Thank you, Bob.